This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Reaction to President Biden's State of the Union address. The AP's Donna Warder with what the president said last night.
President Biden delivered a defiant argument for a second term in his State of the Union speech. He criticized former president and Republican frontrunner Donald Trump for jeopardizing freedom in the U.S. and abroad. Biden did not name Trump, calling him my predecessor. The president also used the speech to showcase his accomplishments on infrastructure and manufacturing. He pushed for more aid for Ukraine, and he said the U.S. military would help build a temporary pier in Gaza so humanitarian aid could be brought there during the Israel-Hamas war.
Moments after the president's address, Republicans took aim. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Republicans showcased their new generation of leaders in their rebuttal.
The free world deserves better than a dithering and diminished leader.
Katie Britt, at 42, the Senate's youngest woman, sat at her Alabama kitchen table and said the commander-in-chief is not in command. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Osprey, an aircraft vital to U.S. military missions, has been approved to return to flight. A crash in November in Japan killed 8 service members. The military blames a part failure that it calls unprecedented. We'll get the February jobs report this morning. Economists expect it'll show another month of healthy hiring, though they think the number of jobs added was down from the blockbuster gains in January and December. A safe landing for a United Airlines jet that lost a tire on takeoff yesterday. The jet was on its way to Japan from San Francisco when the tire fell off seconds after takeoff. The price of gas keeps going up. It's $3.40 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. It's International Women's Day. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what Ireland is doing.
Irish voters are voting in twin referendums to decide whether to amend the constitution and remove passages the government says are outdated and sexist. The twin referendums on International Women's Day are on deleting a reference in the 87-year-old document to women's domestic duties and broadening the definition of the family. One mother, Tracy Carroll, who's a full-time carer for her 2 children, fully supports the change.
Women have been challenged their whole lives, and we're seeing her place in society is in the home and looking after our children and our husbands. And, you know, we've moved from that, but the constitution hasn't moved from that. And a woman's place is anywhere she wants it to be.
Results are due to be announced on Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.